Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-461-3151. That's 1-800-461-3151.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Yes, indeed, you have tuned into Tomorrow for the weekend of February 16th, 2018. We always use the Friday dates going into a weekend, so you know what weekend we're talking about. Thanks for joining us on the program. I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And not feeling so well and promising to speak into the mic that will be cleansed dramatically and speaking in opposite directions of Chris and I is none other than...
Joe Kasarin. I'm actually feeling a lot better since we started the show.
Good.
You guys must be rubbing off on me, and the heat is just, you know, melting all the mucus. So thank you very much for that.
Well, you know, I never thought I'd help somebody melt his mucus. I think it's the hot tea that we keep feeding him. That's what's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, great way to start the hour, but tech news and commentary, and then we will get to your calls. Oh, and you want to stay tuned because, boy, do we have some awesome prizes to share with you. And all we ask of you is that you call in and let us hear you on the air. You can do it right now when you hear us, if you'd like, or any time that a digital dilemma may pop up. We just want to hear from you at the following number. Here, I've got a pen. You can make a note. Ready?
1-800, with or without the one, 800-899-INTO.
And if you're numerically challenged,
800-899-4686.
There you go. Or use the audio option on if you're lucky enough to have one of the Into Tomorrow apps on your device. And we want to hear you on the show. That's what counts. Even if you, like Joe, are suffering a bit of a cold.
Speaking of audio, Apple's smart speaker HomePod. It's elegant design. It begs to be placed somewhere it will be noticed, right? Just don't plop it down on oiled wood. New owners have reported, and Apple has confirmed, that placing the HomePod on stained wood may leave noticeable white rings. Apple's suggestion is to, quote, try cleaning the surface with the manufacturer's suggested oiling method. That sounds just lovely.
Yes.
Explaining the marks are caused by oils diffusing between the silicone base of the HomePod and the table surface. I dated a girl with the same problem. Placing an intermediary material between the HomePod and the wood surface is not recommended because that will interfere with the audio's bass amplification. For now, make your HomePod's home a piece of furniture less froofy. Go to IKEA, not Ethan Allen. After spending $349 on a speaker, that's all we can afford anyway.
Yeah, and of course, there's no word yet if Apple's even going to take steps to remedy the problem.
Yeah, because they don't want to. They're not going to blame themselves. They're going to blame your furniture, as they are doing. So, but I think there's a good suggestion there. Don't spend a fortune on it, or don't put it on something that could become a problem. But I'll bet the bass response is good.
Oh, it's fantastic.
On the hardwood surface and stuff, it makes that $350 speaker sound like a $349 speaker. but not a good thing if it's ruining your furniture.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's about $175 more than I would spend on a smart speaker.
Yeah, anyway. No, I agree. And while we're talking about Apple, so now AirPods are da bomb.
I heard about that one, too.
Not in a good way. According to some reports, a couple of them have blown up.
Mm.
We're talking about the things you put in your ears. Do you use the AirPods? Another explosive tech product to worry about. According to a WFLA report, a guy in Tampa, Florida, named Jason Colon was... What? Something wrong with Jason?
Not at all.
Was listening to dance music. Maybe he says cologne.
Well, that's the problem. He's listening to dance music.
Yeah, there you go. Right? At an LA fitness gym. That's the other problem. When the right side of the wireless earphones started emitting white smoke, definitely an indication of a possible problem. Colin said that he left it on a piece of workout equipment, and when he returned, the earphone apparently was as good as gone. It had blown up. He said he was thankful for pulling out the AirPod from his ear as soon as he did, and is concerned that it might happen to other AirPod owners. Apple, of course, said it takes the claim seriously and will investigate, along with the oily mess that it leaves on your furniture.
So there you
That's
go.
A different problem.
Tim Cook, stick it up your colon.
So you might just, I mean, if nothing else, be concerned. We're not telling you to stop using your AirPods. Stop using your AirPods. But we are saying to be cautious. If they're heating up or you notice white smoke coming from your ears, it's probably not that you just had a great idea. It could be.
Or you just saw your gym membership bill. You know.
Yeah, there you go. It could be that your AirPods are da bomb.
Yeah, you look like a big dork wearing those things anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's like, why do they just point down and stop? And it's like, okay, I guess that's so you can grab them, but it looks like it's missing the wire, doesn't it? To me, anyway.
Well, I would hope it does look that
because
way.
Because it's
that's
wireless.
Kind of the point.
I get it.
But
it looks like
old,
a mistake.
Dave. We're just too old, Dave.
No, I like my Bluetooth wireless headphones that don't smoke.
How about YouTube TV? You like YouTube TV?
I'm not a big fan of
okay.
YouTube TV,
well,
but...
For those of you that are or have been thinking about it, more basic cable channels are coming to YouTube TV thanks to a new deal with Turner Networks, including TNT, TBS, CNN, Turner Classic Movies, and others.
Wow.
Unfortunately for you cord-cutting warriors, the service will cost $5 more per month, beginning in March. Existing YouTube TV subscribers will remain grandfathered into the current $35 per month plan, and those who sign up before the new pricing kicks in on March 15th will also lock in this rate. YouTube won't confirm its user numbers, though it's rumored to be about 300,000 users compared to Hulu Live's 450,000. But compare that to DirecTV Now and Sling, both boasting subscriber numbers well above 1 million.
Wow. But they're catching up, kind of, sort of. But I think that's great for all the cord cutters. You've recently, or planning anyway, to cut the cord, right, with Comcast.
I still have both Comcast and Hulu Live, but I noticed last night that I haven't watched my Comcast at all.
Good, then disconnect it and stop paying for it.
I am.
And you're doing Hulu Live because you also get the local channels, but do you get the ones that Joe just mentioned? Those additional channels. I know you like old movies. You like the history channels, things like that.
I was watching some TCM on demand yesterday.
Ah,
oh, great. I've been a DirecTV Now customer for about since it was completely outed a little bit too early, in my opinion, because we were getting a lot of errors early on. But we, the whole Casera clan, has been a subscriber to DirecTV. And I got to say, AT&T, you don't get a lot right, but you got this service right.
Well, that's only because they bought them. And it wasn't it already working?
Well, no. Remember, they bought DirecTV, but then they came up with the DirecTV Now service, which is essentially their cord-cutting cable service delivered over. It's IPTV, in essence.
So you're not using the satellite service of DirecTV.
No, this is
DirecTV Now.
Is... For goodness sake, who uses a satellite?
I do.
I like to watch TV in the rain, especially on those, you know, wet days. I like to be inside watching.
I don't have a problem with my dish, and it's working fine, even in the rain. It continued to work when Comcast went out when we were only threatened by a storm last year. The cable went out instantly, and it's like, what? You're buried in the ground, for crying out loud. I think they just brought it down because it was easier than having to go fix it. But my dish network service continued to work. Yes, a very heavy rain or the occasional black cloud that lingers over the Graveline household. But other than that, it's working fine.
According to a new Consumer Reports investigation, millions of smart TVs sitting in family rooms across the country are vulnerable to hackers taking control and could be tracking the household's personal viewing habits much more closely than their owners realize. The nonprofit Consumer Product Testing Organization examined five of the top smart TVs in the market and found that in several of them, a relatively unsophisticated hacker could conduct remote hijinks like cranking the volume to a roar, knocking the TV off the Wi-Fi network, quickly changing channels, or forcing it to play objectionable YouTube content. The vulnerability was found in sets by Samsung, TCL, and devices using the Roku TV platform, which can include brands like Philips, RCA, Hisense, Hitachi, Insignia, and Sharp, along with some of Roku's own streaming players.
Nice. So that's a whole lot of TVs and devices that can be easily taken over.
Yeah.
No solution being offered at the moment?
No.
Unplug the TV.
Yeah, put a firewall in your house.
Well, there you go. An absence of HTTPS encryption for any website will earn a security warning label on Google Chrome beginning in July of this year. The new policy is part of an extended campaign by Google to encourage more robust online security. We've talked about this for years. If you see HTTPS, that means secure. Like when you visit intotomorrow.com, look in the location bar up there, and it'll say HTTPS. We are a secure site for you. And while we don't do any e-commerce or anything on our site, maybe we should. Let's sell Joe's cold remedies or something.
They don't work, folks.
Harry in Port Huron, Michigan, listening on AM 800 CKLW. They are the information station. Hey, Harry.
About your question about CDs or sets or anything like that, I have CDs that I own. The thing is, and I have a question, and that is, what about all these people who are DJs and they want to do an online radio show in the future? How in the world are they going to be able to do that? Are they going to be able to buy songs like on iTunes, I guess, or someplace and have them that way? Because I don't know how you would do that if you're using Amazon Prime or whatever, because that's just playing music. You're not actually owning it. You're playing it, and it's not stored on your computer for doing DJ shows. So I don't know how they're going to do that. Anybody have any ideas?
Well, we try to have some occasional ideas. And Harry, future DJs will probably just buy MP3s. There's iTunes, like you said, but Amazon and Google also sell them, as well as plenty of specialized independent companies like Nugs.net for live shows. They could also just stream the music from their computers. If they're streaming shows, they probably trust their bandwidth.
Yeah, now, there are some legal issues, too. Streaming services probably ban commercial use as part of their licenses, but any streaming DJ with good listenership will probably have to pay for an umbrella license to stay legal and not get sued, so that may supersede the streaming license. The DJ would have to talk to someone well-versed in the legalities of the music world to be on the safe side. Now, the other thing we shouldn't overlook is that for now, aspiring online DJs can still buy CDs. They are getting harder to find, but they are available, especially online.
And speaking of CDs, Harry, I've set up many online radio stations over the years. Here's how it works today. Very few of them actually play CDs. With few exceptions, like when Apple Beats 1 is live, most online radio stations are voice-tracked. What does that mean? The DJ sits in her studio, recording only the intros and segues between songs. They can hammer out a four-hour show in about 1 hour if they're a pro. Next, automation software, you might think of it like iTunes Pro for broadcasters, plays these voice track files before, after, and sometimes over the music scheduled for the show. It all sounds live, but it isn't, and it doesn't require any human intervention, or CDs, or even playing MP3s live. The biggest hurdle, as Chris mentioned, is not a technical one. It's managing all the licensing fees involved. That's a whole other show.
Yeah, very true. And it's pretty much, the way you've described it, is also pretty much what you're doing listening to satellite radio music channels. It's all voice-tracked as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's one guy up the road that I gave him his start in broadcasting who goes by three or four names. He's got a big identity crisis, but yeah. The fact is, he sits in his apartment in Broward County, Florida, up the road, says he's from Miami. By the way, Broward is not in Miami, but anyway, or Miami is not in Broward, but it's South Florida. But Miami is sexier than saying, West Pembroke Pines, you know, or something like that. The point is, he sits in his apartment and he voice tracks everything. And then the software puts it together because people have heard and said, how do they get to, like, when they stop talking right as the voice track starts, you know, right as the singers start? Well, that's how.
Right, it used to be an art for
people. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's called ramping up, and yes. I did it live
ramping
for years.
Ramping up and doing a talk up to hit the post. But, you know, some of these 20-year-old punks, like on, you know, the local pop station, I bet they've never talked up anything in their lives.
No, and or couldn't without stepping on the thing all the time. But that's how it's done. So, Harry, you kind of get the idea. I hope we've answered your question, because you don't have to worry about CDs, as they will go away like other technologies before them. They'll still be other ways to get what you want done.
Until the grandchildren of the millennials rediscover CDs in the future and say, wow, this is great!
Yeah, look at this! Wow, we didn't have this growing up! Okay, ask your grandpa about that.
He's the head in the jar in the corner.
Oh, geez, on ice. Yeah. IntoTomorrow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 1-800-958-6699. That's 1-800-958-6699. Again, 1-800-958-6699.
The Internet of Things, cars, homes, offices, shipping containers, shopping carts, clothes, devices, everything. It's a fantastic dream. You will constantly be in touch with your stuff and everyone else on the spinning blue marble, so the world will literally be at your fingertips. We're kind of almost there now.
Unfortunately.
Yes. What do you think about that goofy IoT name, the Internet of Things? We're stuck with it, but it's kind of what's happening. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
I'm Joe Casera. And stick around because Dave will be talking to Billy Wong, R&D Director of Fosmon, supplier of electronic accessories, including audio, video, gaming, smartphone, and home automation products. Yaman, it's Fosmon. Don't pick that up? I don't think so.
Very good. No, I think that's a good way to remember it. So you want to stay tuned. That's coming up with Billy and I in just a few minutes here on Into Tomorrow. Sally in Cary, North Carolina, listens on 680 WPTF out of Raleigh. Hey, Sally.
I'm very interested in knowing where I can get information on how to integrate my 3D camera, a two-lens 3D Fuji camera, with my television, if it's possible to produce images that can be seen in 3D.
Oh, good question, Sally. We found only one 3D Fuji camera, so we think you have a Finepix Real 3D W3. If that's the case, the camera has a mini HDMI port that you can connect to a TV. The catch, obviously, is that the TV, of course, has to support 3D images. Otherwise, it won't work. If it does support them, some 3D pictures may still display in 2D, particularly edited pictures, or the ones taken with the camera in A3D mode may not display in 3D.
Now, if your 3D TV can read .mpo images, you may just be able to plug in a USB drive and play them from there instead and bypass the camera altogether. But that's dependent on the TV's features, not the camera's, so we can't really tell you that for sure. The easiest way will probably be to play them from the HDMI port, though.
Yep. Sally, I hope that helped you out. And Sally was smart. She requested a particular prize. You see, that's what we're trying to get everyone to do. No promises, no guarantees, but since she was smart, requested one of our Backtrack C6 keychain breathalyzers from the folks at Backtrack. And I'm holding it in my hand right now. And I'm sure it's not for her, because she's probably not a big drinker. It's probably for her friends. You know, it's probably for her friends to make sure that when they leave her house, they're safe to drive. So if you want one of these or any of the other prizes, stay tuned that we're going to be mentioning shortly. Do what Sally did and mention that when you call in and be heard on the program, because we want to give you stuff whenever possible that will benefit you or that you would prefer to receive.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by Tiffin, makers of the Steadicam Volt. Mount, power on, and go. Learn more at tiffin.com. That's TIFFEN.com.
Arlen sends an email. Be sure to call next time to win some of the really cool stuff. And he says,
there are several European music videos that I very much enjoy listening to. Is there any way I can download these to listen to when not online?
Well, yes and no, Arlen. You can definitely download the music videos if you're willing to pay for them. That's fully legal, and they're usually available wherever you buy songs, like iTunes, Google Play, and, of course, all their competitors.
If we're talking about videos on YouTube, well, take a look at YouTube Red, which costs about $10 a month and lets you download YouTube videos and play them offline. Their own CEO described Red as really a music service. Apple Music will cost you the same, and it will let you do the same. If you want to do it without paying for the videos or a subscription, then you really can't do it legally, and we're not going to talk about it. But we can also tell you that Google is your friend when you want details on things.
Yes, because it's our job to answer your questions. And while we say, hey, whatever you do, do it legally, it's not with a wink and and a nod, but we would not be honest with you if we didn't tell you. Of course, there are other ways you can do it. And if you search hard enough, maybe not even so hard, you can find some of these ways. We don't recommend it, and we would slap you on the wrist if you did. But, Arlen, yes, there are other ways. But you want to stay legal, that's how you
do
it.
We ain't your mammy. You do what you want, but we'll let you know, yeah, you can do it.
But we will warn you that anytime you download some of these files from some of these third-party sites, not saying that it's always the case. Sometimes those tend to come with some of that malware, spyware.
An extra goodie, a little, nugget center.
So if you're going to do some of that kind of shady stuff, make sure you have virus protection on your computer.
There you go. That's also good advice. And back up, back up, back up all the way into tomorrow.
Need top marketing talent at a fraction of the cost of marketing agencies? Code Orange gives clients access to top marketers, brand experts, designers, website and mobile app developers, and search engine marketing pros that work for you as an extension of your team. Our experts have worked with brands like Coca-Cola, the X Games, Chanel, Carnival, Twix, and Samsung. Whether your company is big or small, we're your marketing department on demand. Learn more at codeorange.com.
Depending on who you ask, virtual reality is either coming on strong or headed for the cliff. What do you think? Are you using VR for anything? Do you expect to? Do you have any desire or interest in VR, AR, or even artificial intelligence? I'm Dave Graveline. This is Into Tomorrow. Let us hear from you anytime, 24/7. If you've got a concern, a question, a comment, want to share some tech rage, want to help another listener, we love those calls especially. Either use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app or call the following toll-free number here. I've got a pen. 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. It's a lot of fun to participate, and more importantly, we send you prizes. A lot of our guests and sponsors and friends of the program are often sending us cool things to share with you, and all you have to do is participate on the program. Be heard on the air. It is fun, and we'll send you prizes for doing so. Our next guest joins us from a supplier of all kinds of cool electronic accessories, including audio and video, gaming, smartphone, and home automation products of all sorts. The research and development director for a company called Fossman is Billy Wong. Billy, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. Tell me a little bit about the company Fossman, and then we'll get into some of the cool things you guys have available.
Yeah, as you said, we are the supply electronics accessories, including audio, video, gaming, smartphone, and a lot of home automation products. And we were founded in 2007 in Minnesota.
Cool. So you have been around for a while. That's always encouraging. You didn't just pop up out of the woodwork and say, look, we've got a couple of products. You have a plethora of things available, and you've been around doing it for a while. What are some of the most popular products that you guys are producing and selling these days?
We have a lot of doorbells and HDMI switches, indoor and outdoor HDTV antennas, and some of the gaming controllers, docking station chargers.
Ah, very cool. And certainly all of those things are more and more popular. We've been talking with so many listeners in the last several years that are cutting the cord, getting rid of their cable, and looking for outdoor or indoor TV antennas, because, of course, once you invest in a good antenna, then your TV is free because you're getting over-the-air signals the way it was meant to be, and it's even better quality if you're looking for high-def programming, like primetime programs and so forth. You get a good amplified indoor HDTV antenna, and you've got a whole lot of great programming that doesn't cost you anything anymore. You're not paying a cable company anymore. So tell me a little bit about the antennas you have available, indoor and outdoor, you mentioned?
Yes, correct. You've got that right, Dave. And our indoor and outdoor specifically indoor antennas are very popular right now nowadays because it's so easy to set it up. You don't have to go outside in the cold weather and install an outdoor antenna. The many different kinds of indoor antennas in the market right now are mostly flat razor type panels where you can just hang it on the wall, or if they come with a stand, you can just install it on the stand and set it up next to your TV, and you get local channels for free. So, and cut the cord, save you money.
Exactly. And I'm noticing one that you have an indoor HDTV antenna, 60-mile range, which is certainly more than enough for most people, is only $20, $19.99. So that's a really good price.
You got that right. Now, you only pay that for one time.
And right.
You don't have to pay monthly bills, monthly cable bills. So you got to save a lot of money. And a lot of people who live in the city or even in suburbs, they live within the tower, the broadcast tower vicinity. So anything ranging from 25 to 60 miles, you're good to go. You can receive all local channels for free.
Yeah, and of course, it is important to mention you're not going to get HBO and Showtime or ESPN or those kinds of things if those are regular channels that you can't live without. Well, of course, this is only for over-the-air local TV, but I'm using an outdoor antenna, unfortunately not one of yours, so we'll have to talk about that, but I'm using one, and I'm getting, it's funny you mentioned you don't have to go outside in the cold weather. Of course, you're in Minnesota. We're in Miami, so I can't relate to the cold weather. But I can relate to the heat. And my outdoor antenna, though, can get me stations as far north as West Palm Beach, which is awesome because, again, the more range you can get, the more stations you can get. So there are all kinds of opportunities that someone should take advantage of. And you might be able to not totally cut the cord or cut that cord and go with, a Hulu service or Netflix or something else to at least get other content or other channels available, things that you might otherwise like. So, but start saving some money. And this is a great way to do it. $20 for a great amplified ultra-thin indoor HDTV antenna. I'm noticing on your site you also sell pencil sharpeners. so maybe not so high-tech, but certainly still needed very periodically. And one of the cool things that you are also doing, you mentioned HDMI switches. It seems like we all run out of inputs for anything these days, whether it be our computer, our laptop, our desktop, or our TV. And now we've got a Blu-ray player, and we've got a tuner of some sort. Maybe we've got a satellite dish coming in. Whatever, we need multiple HDMI ports. You've got an assortment of those kinds of things that you make available as well.
Yes, definitely. Like you mentioned, we have so many different types of ways to enjoy TV and entertainment and streaming devices, specifically, and gaming devices nowadays. The more HDMI port, the merrier, right? Of course.
Yeah.
And we provide items ranging from 3 ports to 5 ports, with or without power supply, and 4K compatible. It's just a slew of different type of options for our customers to pick from. Really depends on your need and what kind of inputs, what kind of sources you're trying to project to your display.
And while most newer TVs, certainly the 4K versions and so forth, if you bought one recently, typically have more HDMI plugs to plug stuff into, there's still never enough. It seems like it's almost like storage. You can never have enough storage. You're going to fill it up. So it's nice to know that you've got switches available too, from $10 up to $17 and all in between. Let's talk a little bit more about your wireless systems. You mentioned doorbells. It seems like we all need that kind of scenario. One of the ones I'm looking at is a motion sensor wireless doorbell that apparently, being motion sensor, meaning someone doesn't even have to push a button. As they approach your door, it will ring a bell?
You got that right, Dave. Doorbell is such a simple product, right?
But yeah.
we often overlook its usefulness and never thought of fully utilizing it. So standard doorbells have a button and button transmitter and a receiver, but a motion sensor doorbell senses motion and sends a signal to the receiver when it detects the motion. Mm. So a motion sensor doorbell in scenarios such as it definitely works great for home and business owners. So for homeowners, you can set it up, set up different sensors at the front door to alert, for example, for package deliveries, or if somebody drive or pulls up into your driveway and set up as a driveway alert. They can set up at the door to the backyard to alert when someone approaches the door. There are also a couple more creative ways to use it as an alert system. For example, customers can set it up at the pet door. So if your pet walks in and out of the pet door, you know about it, uh-huh. Or even set it up at the mailbox. So if your mail got delivered, or if someone tries to steal your mailbox, you know about it, you will get an alert. And for business or retail owners, it is useful in situations like when they're working at the back of the shop. They can set it up to alert when customers step into the door.
I like all of those ideas. I especially like the mailbox idea, because that if nothing else, folks are typically, not that we don't all need the exercise, but maybe they don't want to have to walk out to the mailbox two or three times and say, oh, it's still not here. Well, how about if you can put one of these wireless doorbells, it doesn't have to be used as a doorbell, as you say, but a wireless motion sensor doorbell in the mailbox. When the mailbox door is open, I'm guessing it will go off. And then maybe now you say, okay, the mail's here. I can now go outside and get it, especially if you're in Minnesota and you have to go in the snow.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that definitely helps a lot. And I got a story to share. So recently, I have a couple friends who has some kind of mailbox theft going on in their neighborhood. So suggested items as such to their to my friends and family, and it turns out working fine for them. So
good. Yeah, because it may be an issue of theft as well, but at least you're alerted that your mailbox door has opened. Because I'm assuming you can install this inside the mailbox, so the motion will be when the door's open, not when a car goes by every time or something?
No.
Good.
No.
And how much are these motion sensor wireless doorbells selling for? And there seems to be quite a variety of those as well.
Yes. For the motion sensor one that we're talking about right now, we are retailing it at $22.99.
Okay. So $22, $23 to save your mail, or to save you from having to walk too many times to the mailbox and back. What kind of range does this have? I'm imagining listeners saying, yeah, but my mailbox is way down the driveway. You know, I have a ranch or something. It must be nice. But maybe, you know, is there enough of a range that they've got to be able to get it, you know, close to the house or what?
Yes, it is capable to transmit signal to the receiver as far as 500 feet or 150 meter with a clear line of sight. Mm-hmm. So that's, to put that in perspective, it's a little less than 1.5 length of a football field.
Okay, certainly should be enough, but the clear line of sight part, of course, if it's in the mailbox, then there's a little signal being blocked there too. But remember that this is the whole idea of the motion sensor wireless doorbell. I didn't mean to get so hung up on the mailbox issue, but I think that'll help a lot of people. But you could put it on your walkway, you can put it by your front door, so that as people approach, you are aware. And therefore, it acts as a doorbell in that sense. So, and so many other cool things that you guys have for gaming, computer, for smartphones. Real quick, what kind of things do you have for smartphones? Are they cases or what?
No, we don't have cases, but we do some cables, charging cables, a couple power banks, screen protectors, yeah.
Very cool. Lots of goodies you should look into when you visit their site at Fossmon.com. It's Fossmon.com. Of course, we'll get you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Billy, thank you for spending a few minutes with us. Keep making cool, fun products, and we'll keep talking about them.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. Billy Wong, the R&D director with Fossmann. Again, F as in Frank, OSMON.com. We'll get you there. Don't worry about it. Visit us. And, of course, I hope you bookmark us anyway at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We're back with more as we continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Streaming for Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline is brought to you by StreamGuys. Whether you're a major corporation or a private broadcaster, StreamGuys offers many services and solutions to fit your streaming needs, including mobile device streaming, adaptive multi-bitrate streaming, format-specific streams for services such as iHeart and TuneIn, embedded Flash and HTML5 player solutions, turnkey subscription services, detailed statistics and alerts, and much more. Affordable, reliable, scalable. StreamGuys, providing quality streaming media services since 2000.
Seeing people fiddling with their phone or driving under the influence really ticks us folks off, of course, and they're a menace to all of us. But if you're in a self-driving car and only a passenger, why buy the car? Maybe just ride-sharing self-driving cars will become a thing that we will all get used to. What do you think? We want to hear from you. 800-899-INTO. That way you can fiddle with your phone, you can drink. You can do whatever you want to do. Put on your makeup, read the paper, and let the self-driving car get you home safely. You never know. Erasmo and Horatio in the control room. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
I'm Joe Casera, and this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Visit HughesNet.com.
Andrea in Atlanta, Georgia, listens on AM 920, The Answer. Hello there.
I need to buy a pre-owned iPhone 6 and would like to know the best model and the latest, newest model. The other question is the best place to buy. Walmart offers a Sharon spill and drop warranty for $79, and I've used it. It's a great warranty, so I was just wondering best places to buy, either at a big box store, Gazelle, etc., and preferably with the warranty.
Well, Andrea, you don't have a lot of variety when it comes to the iPhone 6. You can buy the Plus if you want a larger screen. Other than that, it's all about colors and storage capacity. As for the latest, the iPhone 6 was just the iPhone 6. There weren't newer models of it. The 6S came after it, but it was a new model.
Yeah, and real quick, you know, about the, you know, the warranty you mentioned with like places like Walmart, make sure that if you're going to buy a phone with one of those warranties, that the warranties, the biggest thing you're going to worry about with an iPhone is a cracked screen, which you're going to be looking at usually about $100, a little more than that, to get it fixed. So if the warranty covers that, you, and it's $79, you might be okay.
Sure.
But make sure you're not going to be wasting your money on a warranty that's not going to cover you if something like your screen cracks. Now, if you're willing to stretch and go for the 6S, you can buy one of those straight from Apple, either a new phone or as a refurbished phone. Now, that's important because you mentioned that warranty, and that's a hard thing to get with a used phone. If you buy a refurbished phone from Apple, you get the same one-year warranty that a new phone would have. If you're sticking to the 6, like you mentioned, Best Buy and Gazelle have them. There are also other online stores like JamJam and eBay that have them listed.
Best Buy is probably going to be the most expensive option there, followed by the certified or fully refurbished ones from other retailers. You will usually have options as to the shape the phone is in, so keep that in mind when you see that from $140, that probably means that the $140 one will be in pretty bad shape.
Yeah, but if it'll do the job and it's not a cracked screen and you're okay with it, save some money. Let us know, Andrea, what you end up getting and your experience, because it will help other listeners. Hopefully, we've helped you as well. All the way into tomorrow, and inviting you to call us anytime with a tech question, 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-590-6470. That's 800-590-6470. Again, 800-590-6470.
You're tuned into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Joe Casera.
I'm Chris Graveline. Don't forget that you can listen to all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our free Into Tomorrow app and by visiting our website at intotomorrow.com. Streaming is provided by StreamGuys.com.
And in honor of National Battery Day this weekend, Billy in Bayou La Batterie, sorry, I had to go there, Alabama, listens on 710 Keel. Hey, Billy.
Trying to figure out what's the best new cell phone. There's so many of them, and I want to get a new one, but I don't know which one to buy. Maybe somebody could tell me the best one to buy.
Well, Billy, it's hard to pick a best exactly. It's a very subjective thing. Now, having said that, if you don't mind spending the money, you can't really go wrong with any of the main flagship phones. If you like larger screens, the Samsung Note 8, the Google Pixel 2 XL, or the iPhone 10 or 8 Plus should all have plenty of power and plenty of screen real estate. They'll cost you a significant amount of money, though, with the iPhone 10 going for $1,000 and the Note 8 following with a $950 price tag. The Pixel 2 XL goes for $850 and the iPhone 8 Plus costing $800.
Yeah, now, if you prefer the regular size, the Samsung Galaxy S8, Google Pixel 2, or the iPhone 8 will all cost you less. Samsung is leading at the highest price here. The S8 costs $725 on their website. The iPhone 8 is close behind at $700, and the new Pixel 2 manages to look cheap at $650, which is a little crazy.
You know, you don't need the latest hardware either. Just find yourself whatever you can afford. Just make sure it runs the latest software so that you got those security updates. That's about it.
There you go, because you can probably save a considerable amount of money if you don't have to get one of the ones we mentioned, and that would be a good way to look at it. But, Billy, do let us know what you end up with, and are you happy with it? Is it doing what you want? But picking your phone is almost like picking your boyfriend or girlfriend. We try not to do that. You got to do that on your own all the way into tomorrow.